Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be in this beautiful world of ours. Let's take a second to grab a cup of tea, grab a cup of coffee, throw on some comfortable clothes as we settle in for another Wisdom Wednesday here of an Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on the Ohm Times Radio Network. I want to just say welcome to all of our inspired listeners all around the globe. Thank you so much for being a part of this inspired community. I am your co-host, Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector or the Seattle seer here in the beautiful Pacific Northwest of Seattle, Washington. And we're going to be taking the next hour to talk about this wonderful book, The Transformative Power of Near-Death Experiences. We do have our guest live on the line with us here, coming all the way from England. But before we get to them, let's get the best co-host in the world who's been with me for three seasons of Inspired Living Radio, Kim Thalkin, founder of Love First, who finds herself in Los Angeles, California. Hi, Kim.
Mark, hi. You sure do know how to make me smile. It's good to be here, as it is every Wednesdays with our Inspired community. I really, really just look forward to this time every week. So, yes, I am, as Mark said, back on the West Coast. Some unexpected things happened on my end that brought me back here. It's always good to be back. I am the founder of my spiritual practice, Love First, where life transformations happen with offices on both coasts in Richmond, Virginia, and also in Encino, California. My work is all about strengthening your spiritual connection and your connection to yourself, your soul, through readings, healings, and hypnotherapy. If there's anything that I can do to help support you, or if you'd like to learn more about the work that I'm doing, you can find me at lovefirst.info. That's LoveFirst.info. I am very excited about our show today. I just feel like I want to just get right to it because I know there's going to be so much to talk about. But let me just let you know, or let our listeners know, how they can interact with us on social media. You can find us on Facebook under Inspired Living Radio, Twitter and Instagram under Inspired For Us, Google Plus, Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. And you can interact with us there. You can find out about upcoming shows. You can also send through your questions or comments. We're always searching our social media platforms during the show to make sure that we haven't skipped a beat with our listeners. You can also call in live with your questions. If there's a question that you have about an experience you've had or about what we are talking about, you can do that at 202-570-7057. You can also listen to all of our archives on Ohm Times Radio, Podbean, SoundCloud, MarkLanehart.com, LoveFirst.info, YouTube, and iTunes. I don't think there's a platform you can't find us on, and that's the way we like it. We have so many interesting guests and topics that we just, you know, our goal is to get the message out there and to have you enjoy the information and wisdom that is shared right here every Wednesdays on the Ohm Times platform on Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every month, we do have an inspired affirmation. And for the month of January, as we kick off the new year, this month it is, I have been given endless talents, which I begin to utilize today. Back to you, Mark.
Awesome, Kim. And I love that positive affirmation. And we love to have our affirmations each and every month, because affirmations, positive mantras, self-talk can really change your path and your universe in which you are aligned to. So thanks for that, Kim. And real quick, if you do want to work with me, you can look me up on the internet under the Intuitive Prospector, or just look for me under marklanehart.com. Love to do a little spiritual prospecting for your own spiritual goals in the way of meditation, metaphysics, mediumship, mindfulness, psychic readings. I would love to work with you. So let's get into the show, because we have a lot to cover today. I'm excited for this book, and I'm excited for our guests to be here. One, because I've had not only one near-death experience, but I've had two in my short 46 years going around the sun, as they say. But I want to welcome Dr. Penny Satori to the show, and Kelly Walsh to the show. Dr. Penny Satori is a world-renowned expert in NDEs, or what we would call near-death experiences. She was an intensive care nurse for 17 years and undertook the UK's first long-term perspective study of NDEs, for which she was awarded a PhD. How cool is that? She wrote the bestseller, The Wisdom of Near-Death Experiences, in 2014, which was serialized in the Daily Mail over there in the UK, as well as What is a Near-Death Experience? She has had her work featured and been interviewed across national and international press and radio, including now Inspired Living Radio here on Om Times. She lectures across the world and currently teaches at Swansea University. Kelly Walsh is the founder of the Positive Power Movement and Love, Care, Share Charitable Foundation. Her life's work has been inspired by an NDE she had in 2009 following a suicide attempt and spiritual experiences she has had since. The words she shouted out following her experience, quote, like-minded souls would collaborate to change the world, end quote, have been the driving force for the creation of this book and the work she does. She is currently developing a children's character brand inspired by her NDE about the adventures of Positivity Princess from Planet Positavia. I hope I'm saying that right, Kelly. And she is on a mission to rid negativity off the planet and create a more loving, caring, sharing world. And we're going to be talking about their book today, The Transformative Power of Near-Death Experiences, with Dr. Penny Satori and Kelly Walsh. Welcome to Inspired Living Radio.
Welcome.
Hi, Mark. Yep. Hi. Yeah. Thanks for having it.
Yeah. Thank you for being on the show. I recommend to our Inspired Listening community that's listening right now or catching the Encore show after our live presentation to check this book out, especially if you've had a near-death experience. I love all of the testimonials at the beginning of the book. I was reading through those when I was reading the book, and you've got a lot of people, some big-name people, Bob Olson, Bruce Grayson, who's an MD, Anita Morjani, and some really big names that really give a powerful testimony to this book. Let's talk about your experiences, because you both come from two different angles on the near-death experience, one who actually went through it and one who witnessed it and studied it and then put this collaboration together in this powerful book.
Correct.
Yes, that's right. I used to work as a nurse, and because of my job in the intensive care unit, that's kind of what got me interested in what happens when we die. And particularly, it was one night shift looking after a man who was dying. I had a really upsetting encounter with this patient, and it really made me question all about death. And I started reading about death, and I came across near-death experiences, and I just thought, wow, this is incredible. You know, these people are telling us that death is nothing to be afraid of. And so that's what really sparked my interest in this phenomenon. And so I started studying, and it kind of went from there. And I ended up doing a big long-term study that took 5 years to gather the data and then 3 years to write it up. And that's where my background comes from. And then I met Kelly in 2014 when Kelly contacted me. And Kelly, I'm sure you'd want to say how you were led to contact me.
I had my experience in 2009. At the time when I had the experience in the hospital, I was euphoric and wanted, you know, to anyone who would listen to me, that I'd, you know, I'd travel through seven dimensions, I'd met God, I'd met angels. angels. But hasten to add, I wasn't taken very seriously. But when I got out of hospital, I then suppressed the experience, which I've since learned is very, very common. I got back in normal world and I started to doubt the experience. But deep down, in the depths of my soul, it was always there. And a sequence of events happened that I could no longer ignore what I'd experienced. And I just thought, I'll have a look online, see if I can find someone who can help me understand what I've been through. And I stumbled across, or as I was so divinely guided, to Penny Site. And my first instinct was, oh, she'll be in America. And so I was absolutely delighted when I saw that she lived in Wales. So I quickly sent her literally a two-line email. And just if it was in the hands of the gods, and Penny will tell you, at the time, Penny was heavily pregnant, and she'd actually stopped working, and she wasn't responding to emails until after baby Sol was born, and she was having 9 months off work. But you know, she'll tell you herself, she for some reason, my email stood out of 14,000 emails that I think you had in your inbox at the time, Penny. And we spoke next day. Yeah. And for me, it was, you know, I remember it like it was yesterday. For me, it was a big turning point. It was extremely cathartic, extremely healing. And it was the first time that it was, you know, I had someone who understood and helped me to sort of make me see that some of the things I'd experienced weren't abnormal and were very common, but I didn't realise that. So the fact that I'd been told I had a mission, I had work to carry out, when I spoke to Penny, and I remember saying to her, I know this might sound crazy, but this is what I was told. And Penny sort of was like, no, Kelly, it's not, and it's really common. And so really that was the turning point for me.
I love it. Yeah, one email out of 14,000. So with that, we're going to be coming up on our very first break of Inspired Living Radio. So we're going to be back here in 2 minutes with our special guests, Dr. Penny Satori and Kelly Walsh, talking about their new book, The Transformative Power of Near-Death Experiences. This first part of the show is brought to you by Simply April Made Simple, our new virtual assistant in California that is with the Inspired Living Radio team and also the sponsor for the first half of this show. Check her out at Simply April Made Simple. Back in two.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
There are many sounds in your daily life. Ones that make you smile. Ones that help you relax. And there are some sounds that can help save lives. Wireless emergency alerts. Now on many mobile devices, use a unique sound and vibration to bring you critical information about emergencies in your area. With updates from local sources you know and trust, you can be in the know wherever you are. Learn more at ready.gov/alerts. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim, our very special guest today, Dr. Penny Satori and Kelly Walsh, calling in live from the UK, talking about their book, The Transformative Power of Near-Death Experiences. So right before the break there, just a quick introduction for the both of them, how they met, choosing one email out of 14,000 emails to have a future collaboration on this book, and their backgrounds, two different perspectives. What I love about the book is the introduction, Penny, is how you, in your research, it left no doubt that NDEs occur because you'd taken all these years to research people that were, you know, getting ready to transition into the spirit world, had a near-death experience, had an out-of-body experience, or what we call an OBE, or a spiritual transformative experience, also called an STE. So I just wanted you to talk a little bit more about your research and share with the Inspired community some of the things that you witnessed, and then we'll switch over to Kelly to talk about her perspective and what she witnessed that goes into this book in more detail.
Yeah, I think certainly it's my experiences working as a nurse, because I was actually there when some of these experiences were happening. And so it's one thing to read about these experiences and study them from an intellectual perspective, but also what I found when I was actually there while these experiences were happening, it gave me a totally different understanding of them and totally different insight into what these experiences are. And in particular, the case of patient 10 in my study, which was probably the strongest case, I was actually there looking after the man at the time he had his near-death experience. And at the time, he was deeply unconscious. He was not responding to deep, painful stimuli. And he reported that he'd left his body. He was looking down on the situation. He very accurately reported what the nurse did, what the doctor did, what the physiotherapist did. During that time, he was deeply unconscious. His eyes were closed. Yet he reported everyone's actions with great accuracy. He also then described going into a pink room where he communicated with dead family members. And at the end of his experience, when I was following him up, he reported another really unusual aspect, with his right hand being healed. Now, this man has cerebral palsy, and his right hand had been in a permanently contracted position for 60 years, because he was 60 at the time of his experience. And after his near-death experience, he can now open out his hand. And physiologically, that should not be possible, because his tendons would be in a permanently contracted position, but he's been able to open out his hands. And so there's no explanation for that. So I think the fact that I was actually there at the time that these experiences were happening has given me a totally different perspective again. And it certainly reinforced what I've studied and what I've learned. And I have absolutely no doubt that near-death experiences are very real, and they have very real after effects for anyone who's had these experiences. Now, these after effects can be varied and they can be long-lasting. And in fact, they could be quite disruptive to the person as well, because very often people don't understand what's happened to them. They've never had any kind of experience like this, so they have nothing to compare it with. It's very difficult to put into words, and it's something that can take a long time to come to terms with. So although we hear a lot of stories about people going to the light and having these experiences, they do come with a lot of difficulty in trying to understand the experience. So I believe it's paramount that, you know, we take notice of these experiences, and that we are there to help support people when they report such experiences as well. And I know, Kelly, you've struggled with initially trying to understand your own experience, didn't you?
Yeah, completely. As I say, I buried it for a number of years, but it was always there. And the one thing that never left me, and to this day, still the words that reverberate through my soul, is what I shouted out. that like-minded souls would collaborate to change the world. And when I connected with Penny and we spoke not long after, I that realization of it's not about my story in isolation, so what? It's about these lots of people sharing these experiences, whether it be a near-death experience, but it's a transformative experience, an out-of-body experience. And when we share them collectively and collaboratively, I think that's where we can bring about real change in the world. Because what I've now understood, and the more I connect with other experiences, is regardless of your background, your race, your culture, your creed, your sexuality, all our experiences are individual, but we're all more or less coming back with the same message of unconditional love and oneness for humanity. And that's what I believe is the real core message running through these experiences.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that, Kelly. As far as even just the work I do as a professional medium, the one thing that I find that connects our world to the spirit world is love. It's that universal love that connects all of us, regardless of sex, race, background, how much money you make. That all goes away. And love is the true connection from the physical world into the spiritual world. And what I love, too, is I love your mission of ridding negativity through the world. We especially need it right now. So especially here in the United States. So I love the mission you're on. I love the charitable event that or the charitable foundation that you both have set up and contributing to. And you make a good point, Penny, talking about how people can question their sanity and be a little terrified. I know after I had not just one, but two, once when I was a little boy and then once when I was 27, I didn't really talk about my NDE experience because I was worried about what people would think. And based on my job that I had had at the time in my career, I was worried about people would think I had mental health issues when you start talking about NDEs or OBEs or the spiritual experiences that we have. So I like how the book really opens that up to people and invites them in to really discuss that, yeah, you've had an experience, but it doesn't mean that you're having a mental health issue.
Yes, absolutely. I think that is so important because so many people do struggle with it. You know, they think that people are going to laugh at them or they think that they're going crazy, but they're not. They've just experienced something that we don't yet fully understand. And it's such a profound experience as well. Once it's worked through and integrated fully, you know, there's great wisdom that comes from these experiences because these people are very grounded and they have a different way of looking at the world as well, you know, because, again, love and compassion for others is really very important for them. And it's a different way of life. They are no longer center of their own little world. They see themselves as one big interconnected whole, and that what we do to others ultimately comes back to ourselves as well. And so sometimes, you know, there could be great changes. There could be changes in career because they no longer feel aligned to the job that they were previously doing. They feel like it's not fulfilling or it's not morally in line with what they feel now. So very often people will change their jobs. Sometimes they change to caring professions or train to become nurses or carers or something like that. Some people may do volunteer work. You know, it's a lot about helping others and being of service to other people as well. So there are many things that come with a near-death experience. And I just think it's so important that the whole of the public are educated about these experiences and don't just brush them off or dismiss them or make unhelpful comments as well. You know, a lot of people used to say, oh, yes, it's all of the drugs that we give the patients in intensive care. Well, that's, you know, that wasn't the case. When I examined the kind of drugs that we give to the patients and with my research, that just wasn't an adequate explanation at all, because some people had these experiences when they had not received any drugs at all. So, you know, we really need to sort of wise up to and take notice of these experiences.
And I'd like to touch on as well, with regards to, and this is a personal opinion, and I'm open to other people's opinions, but with regards to mental health issues, and we've all got mental health, and I believe we can work towards healthy, happy minds, bodies and souls. I think there's such a big, this stigma or this, you know, we're quick to label, when actually what I've learned from my own life experience and the healing journey that I've been on, that a lot of people's perceived mental health issues are actually a result of deep-seated trauma, and it can be healed through, I believe, through love of self, love of body, love of soul. So,
well, and I'd like to jump in now. This is Kim, and it's so great to have you on our show and to be talking about this very important topic. Is really what it is it's a spiritual awakening, and people are having this kind of awakening in different ways, I guess, depending on how the soul, you know, wanted to experience that awakening. And for some of us, for you, for Mark, it's been through the near-death experience, which is a life-changing experience, just as a spirit, you know, spiritual awakenings are. It's like from that point forward, life is never the same. And I love how you talk about how it is a benefit to everyone. It's not just an experience that just happens to you in your own world, and that's kind of where it stays, nice and contained in your own world. But I would love to hear your feedback, both what you think about how it benefits the whole from that point forward. How is it that our own awakening can benefit the whole?
That's a really great question, because I feel like I've had a spiritual awakening through studying these experiences. You know, I was very closed to this kind of experience until I really started engaging with them. And I think the message of what the near-death experience is a way that we can, something that we can all learn from. So these people have actually temporarily died and come back to life. And what we can see is, take their example, the way that they live their life, how they've changed their life as a result. It's always for the benefit of humankind, and the way that their actions are, like what they do as a result of their experience, and they become less motivated for personal gain, and it's more about being of service to others. And certainly Kelly, when I connected with Kelly, I could see that Kelly's ideas were absolutely phenomenal. She's created, not only was she just thinking of these ideas, by the time I spoke to her, she had branded a name and trademark and everything for Positivity Princess. And I was thinking, that is amazing, because she's got such amazing ideas for an animated cartoon character. Now, that could make Kelly millions and millions of dollars, but she's intending on that money to be raised for the greater good of humankind, and it's for others. So she set up this charity for that reason.
And just
I am looking
that
for a media
very important
one.
Just one moment. Just hold that thought, because it's an important one. We're going to head into our next break, and we'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Okay.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World, with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
America's service members and veterans are strong, forged out of bravery, sacrifice, and duty. Sometimes reaching out for help can be the most challenging and worthwhile mission of all. When you recognize something isn't right, make the call to the Veterans Crisis Line or Military Crisis Line. Dial 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim, where you can learn about the work that we are doing at marklanehart.com and also at lovefirst.info. Today we are talking about the very special topic of near-death experiences and the importance behind them and how they help us as an individual, those individuals that have gone through that experience, and also how they help the collective. So before we went to break, you were explaining, I believe it was Penny, you were explaining how you've seen this experience help other people, and also how you've seen it help, how Kelly is now helping the greater good and the cause.
Well, thank you for that, Penny. Got touched on the greater whole. One of the biggest things my experience taught me or made me realize is that at a soul level, we're all love. And what I believe is that the day we actually see each other at a soul level, and I do believe that will happen one day, and we see each other as what we are, love, as a reflection of the divine, and when that day comes, we'll finally release all man-made fear, rejoicing in the reality that heaven is already here. And I believe with that level of consciousness, that's when we'll create peace on earth. So yeah, the day we all see each other as a reflection of the divine.
Spiritual awakening as well, we're seeing more and more people surviving close brushes with death because of advances in our medical technology as well. So we're seeing lots of different people coming back with different spiritual awakenings. So we got people with mental health issues who are undergoing a big awakening themselves. You've got people who've had a near-death experience, and that itself is a big spiritual awakening. And there are so many ways in which this is happening now. And if we look at it, it's not just about individuals now. When individuals collaborate, we can see that we're undergoing a collective awakening. And I think it's a really inspiring and exciting time to be alive, because it seems that there are big changes in the consciousness of the planet as a whole. And it's just so exciting to me.
And as we all join forces and come together, and touching on what Penny said earlier, Kim and Mark, the experience inspired me to create this character positivity principles from Planet Positavia. But as Penny's just touched on, really where it came about, I'd gone on a personal development training course 3 years after the experience, and we were chatting about how much negativity there is in the world and the impact it will have on children if things don't change. And that was when I was inspired really to create this character. But then I started to do research on how many children were dying of starvation and poverty in the world, And it was like 22,000 children dying every day. And I was like, how can this be? And then I looked up children's brands and things like, you know, like Hello Kitty and Dora the Explorer, you know, use Dora as an example. She speaks, you know, she's taught the Hispanic language to children. And when I looked into how much it was worth, I was like, wow. So, you know, it's a big vision, and I'm not from the media world, and if there's anyone listening, but I've created this character in a small animation, and the dream is that one day this character will become an animation, and it will become a, you know, global children's brand, but it'll be the first brand of its kind, where it's children helping children. So the character brand is about unity and connection and global friendship and loving and caring and sharing, but the actual brand itself will then put the funds back into, you know, feeding, educating, housing, etc. for children around the world. So that's a big dream.
I really want to make sure too that we hear, Kelly, about your near-death experience, like the details of what that experience was, and how that changed you, like where you were before to now seeing people at the soul level, and wanting to be a part of transforming the transformation that's happening, being a part of that, bringing people more from a place of love. So if you could share with the audience exactly what happened in your near-death experience, yeah, and really kind of where you were before that, because I understand that you had even contemplated suicide before. That's a very different perspective on life and understanding of yourself and life than what your understanding is now. So I would love to hear more about that.
Yes, of course. Well, yes, at that stage in my life, Kim, it was in 2009, and I had hit rock bottom. I'd lost all hope. I'd suffered for years with various mental health issues, severe fight or flight, anxiety, depression, etc., eating disorder. And at 33, I lost all hope, and I wanted out, and I took a huge overdose. And in reality, shouldn't be here. My liver enzymes were over 10,000 when they should be around 40. And I didn't go into hospital for 3 days. They couldn't pump my stomach. So there was really nothing they could do other than attach me to a saline drip and hope for the best. What I find interesting is when I went into hospital, I survived the night on the drip, and a lady appeared. And to this day, on reflection, I believe she was an angel. And she touched me on the arm and she said, "When you get out of here, read the book Conversations with God." And she vanished. Now, obviously, most people know it's the very famous book by Neil Donald Walsh. But at that stage in my life, I'd never heard of it. And they then sent the on-site minister to pray over me, and he gave me a carved wooden cross, and it became like my protection. And then that evening I had my experience, and all I can describe is I was in quite an anxious, fearful state. I'd come from as a child I'd gone to church, and because in my eyes I'd done the cardinal sin, you know, a suicide, I was going to be punished. Fear enveloped me, and then all of a sudden I had this sensation of the only way I can describe it, like I had the sensation of spiritual beings around me, as if they were trying to keep me calm and soothe me for what I was about to experience. And then all of a sudden I started to travel. I had the sensation of traveling, and as this was happening, it was like I had a download of my life, and it was in supersonic speed. It wasn't in any particular order, but it was all being downloaded in front of me, and I could feel my life experience. And as this was taking place, I went through, at the time I described it as bumps. I felt as if I went through a bump. Penny later described to me that it would have been a dimension, but I went through 7 of these bumps in total. And once I got through the 7th bump, and it was quite traumatic, it wasn't hellish, it was just, I remember it being, it felt like a bit of a battle or a test. And once I'd gone through the 7th bump, it was over. This trauma, this whatever I was experiencing was over. And I just, like the feeling of love, I can't even put it into human words. It was beyond any love that I've ever experienced. It can bring tears throughout the time human experience, and it was just, I was like, oh, I've made it. And I feel like I've made it. I could have stayed there forever. And then all of a sudden, and I say all of a sudden lightly because there's no real context of time, I heard a voice. I have no memory of who this voice was or what it was, but it told me that I was strong, which seemed ironic considering what I'd just tried to do, and that I was powerful and that I still had important work to carry out. And the message I was given is that love will heal the world, and love can heal us physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And it was this, it's like the knowledge has come thereafter. So I came round from the experience, in my hospital bed, I think it was on the 9th of October, and my arms were across my chest. And I came round from the experience and sort of, obviously can't see, but my arms were across my chest and I opened them up in slow at the time. Was euphoric and was shouting out that I'd met God and I'd met angels. Hasten to add, I wasn't taken very seriously. And then the following evening, I got this strong sense of the world changing and shouted out that like-minded souls would collaborate to change the world. And that really, to be fair, Kim, was the start of my journey. There's more things happened spiritually since which have led to the book. So at times, as I've said earlier, I've tried to suppress it and push it. Things happen to me that has led me to the point what I'm here to do, to share this story and share this message in collaboration with others. And I ultimately feel it's connected to, you know, whether you call it God, source, universe, it doesn't really matter what you call it. But to me, it's this ultimate message of getting out that this love is for everyone. To me, it's simplistic, you know, that's what it's about, and that's how we create peace on earth. We can go beyond what divides us to what unites us. What unites us is our soul, because we're all the same, we're all love. We come from love and we go home to love. So I think we overcomplicate it as human beings, and you know, the day that we can.
So hold that thought real quick. We're going to go into We're going to go into our last break here for Inspired Living Radio. So stick with us as we come back talking about the wonderful book, The Transformative Power of Near-Death Experiences, by Penny Satori and Kelly Walls. Enjoy the Inspired and the Inspiration. Back to you.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
I am Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America and all your problems are done, they don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim, talking about the wonderful book, The Transformative Power of Near-Death Experiences, with Dr. Penny Satori and Kelly Walsh. We went right into the break. I'm not sure who was actually talking, if it was you, Penny, or you, Kelly, but I do want to give some perspective on how the way people are transformed after an NDE. And again, to try to get through the whole book in an hour is very difficult. But I think our inspired listeners, for those that are listening and have had an NDE or an out-of-body experience, I think it'd be important from your perspective to talk about how people are transformed after an NDE is showing up in their life and how they change based on their relationships, their belief system, maybe their careers, how some may go toward the negative path, some may go toward the positive, very similar to what Kelly did. So if you would want to talk about that in the last segment of the show, I think our inspired listeners would love to hear from you.
Yeah, sure, because the book is it's about 22 different people who've had experiences, and it describes their journey and how they've been transformed. One that springs to mind is Gigi. Now, she's an actress, and she contacted me shortly after she'd had a near-death experience, and she was looking for someone to help in the UK, but there was no one around, so she'd actually contacted the International Association of Near-Death Studies in the USA, and they had put her in touch with me. And so we had some email conversations, and she said, "I'm not quite ready to talk about it yet." She was still processing it. But then she came back to me about 18 months, 2 years later, and we had more of a conversation. And during her experience, she collapsed, and she had a cardiac arrest. She went to theatre, the operating room, and she had an operation. And suddenly she found herself in complete and total blackness. And she just felt this really profoundly blissful grace. And she said she felt as if she had separated from her body as easily as leaves just fall off a tree. And she felt that she was in a place that she called Limbo Land. There was no tunnel or light or the usual kind of experience. But what she felt was that she was just in this eternal, true timelessness. And there was no judgment here at all. It was just this peaceful limbo land. And while she was there, she felt that she had three revelations. And the first one is that the material world is not reality. The second revelation is that judgment is an internal process. And the third one is that it is our deeds and not our creed that matter. And when she kind of came around and was recovering from her experience, she explored spirituality and the ancient wisdom traditions. She had many different after effects. She's very photosensitive, electrical sensitivity. She seemed to draw animals to her. She had a lot of prophetic dreams and things like that. But she had a great deal of difficulty processing and understanding her experience. And she realized that there was this great need to set up a support group in the UK. And that's exactly what she's done. You know, she's spent a lot of energy and time and money of her own in setting up a new website in the UK called NDE UK. And that is to support people who have been through a similar experience so that they can go there. She's setting up meetings, mainly based in London at the moment, but she's hoping that that's going to grow into regional meetings throughout the UK. And she's going to have an annual conference where people can come together and share what it is that they've been going through and process those difficulties. So I think that is one great example of how that transformation has manifested to the greater good of other people as well. There's other people in the book as well who I could mention. There's Diane Goble. She's a wonderful lady. She had her near-death experience back in 1971, and she nearly drowned during a kayak trip. And again, she mentions in her chapter that it took about 7 years to integrate that experience into her life. But then she felt very much as if she was guided, and she returned to education. And she studied psychology. She then went on and studied for a master's degree in psychology. She developed an interest in physics and astrophysics. And it's almost as if she's able to access knowledge that she gained during her near-death experience. And she's also studied transpersonal psychology and clinical hypnosis and past life regression. She's become an ordained minister. And she's like a woman who is ahead of her time because she opened up stress management center as well before anyone knew that stress was such a problem. This was back in the 1980s. And then with her sister, she opened up a mind-body-spirit integration clinic back in 1987. And again, she started doing meditation courses. She does conscious living, conscious dying courses. And she's written many, many books that people can access. One of her books, she's got a great website called beyondtheveil.net. And again, this is a great resource for other people who've had experiences. And for people who haven't had an experience, you know, these things are ultimately benefiting the whole of humanity. Whoever wants to go to these would benefit from them. So, we've had so many people who have just shared their experience, and it's what they're doing as a result of the experience as well, you know.
I wanted to talk. And as well, there's a lady in the book called Jessica Harper, and we felt very honoured and very blessed that she actually shared her personal story. She's a transgender lady who served in the Iraq War, and with everything that's going on across the world, particularly in America regarding transgender, we're so pleased that she shared her story, because as she gave her actual name. Her death experience gave her the courage to transition, because in spirit she was loved for the little girl that she always knew she was. So I think I always want to just say a personal thank you to her just for being so brave to share a story. I really hope and pray it can help to bring about acceptance in the world.
Yeah, for sure. Before we run out of time, like I said, it always goes by so quick when you have such an interesting, informative topic to talk about. Real quick for our inspired listeners, where can they pick up this book? How can they get in contact with you, your websites? If they have more questions or they want to purchase the book, where is the best way to do that?
It's available on Amazon. It's available on Amazon. And it's available in all major bookstores, so Barnes & Noble, in the US. Mainly Barnes & Noble and Amazon, and then there's smaller stores. I can be contacted at www.kellymichellewalsh.com.
Yeah, and I can be contacted at www.drpennysartori.com. But I do get a lot of emails, and I'm very, very slow replying. At the moment, I've got over 14,000 that are waiting a reply. So I'm sorry, I'm so slow with my replies. It's a full-time job.
You can email me. And also, we are going to be, we can mention, we will be moving on to the Power of Divine Love series. So we are looking for more people to share their stories, but it's not necessarily just an NDE, near-death, spiritual transformative, out-of-body experience, or any experience that's open the heart, mind, and soul to the Power of Divine Love.
Brilliant. And if they want to get involved with the Positive Power Movement and Love, Care Share Charitable Foundation, where can that be found?
Yeah, the website is www.positivitypowermovement.com. But if you literally go on to that, it takes you through to the Facebook community, which is in the process of being relaunched in the next few weeks. There's a few changes going on, but I'd love to have people involved. And there's some big things coming, so come and join us.
We're going to have to give Dr. Satori an assistant to help her with those 14,000 emails to help her get through that.
That's right. Yeah. That's what I need.
Definitely.
We'd just like to say that all of the royalties from the book will be going to the charity as well.
Yeah.
So that we can support these projects on a global level.
Yeah. And Project One is on the website, which is... connected to an organisation called George's Children of the World. So But yes, if anyone is listening, particularly in the US, who's a media partner for children's animation and would like to get in contact, I'd love to hear from you.
Brilliant. Well, thank you for sharing your story. We got about 3 minutes left before the end of the show. I really wanted to kind of close this show with, in the book, there's 20 chapters to choose from. So it's an easy read. It's a fun read. It's an interesting read. But you talk about as well how we're all undergoing a collective transformation. I wanted to just for the sake of time, if you could just give us a quick, what you mean by that, that we're all undergoing a collective transformation when it comes to NDEs, OBEs, and STEs.
Yeah, I think because we're seeing so many people now having these experiences from many different perspectives, and the fact that more people are talking about these experiences is encouraging other people to come out and talk about their experiences as well. So what we're seeing is people being willing to share their experience publicly. But we're also seeing advances in our medical technology, which is ensuring that people are surviving close brushes with death. And so we're getting more people having actually had a near-death experience, but we're also having people undergoing spiritual transformations as a result of possibly mental health issues as well, where they're actually transforming and they're going within. And I think we're seeing this now on a big, wide scale. And I think ultimately what that is leading to is not just individual transformation, but it's going to be a collective awakening as well. And we're at that point where more and more people are becoming aware of these experiences. And I think the fact that we have a different attitude to near-death experiences now is going to help to raise the consciousness of the planet in a very positive way.
Yeah, we're out of time, but thanks for the closing message. I think that's a good place to leave it. So just want to thank you for being a guest at Power Living Radio. The Transformative Power with Dr. Penny Satori and Kelly Walsh. We'll be back next Wisdom Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Until our next soul adventure, be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Namaste.